Please call item 9.
From the Director of Employee Benefits, submitting an informational report regarding the Mental Health Parity Act. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
And this was a report, I think, that had originally been requested by Supervisor DeBruin. Mental health parity is a rather significant issue for us. Supervisor DeBruin, would you like to be recognized? And
oh, sure. Thank you, Madam Chair. And I appreciate it. I know the report was from Mr. Arena before he left, and I appreciate it that it's being done. I guess I have just two questions or two issues that I'd like to bring up. I think in the future, sometimes after we adopt the county's health care plan for the next year, even though the departments have been, I think, pretty thorough in letting us know the broad provision changes and buying in, there's always, it seems, a provision change or two that we don't really realize is going into effect because it's kind of lower down on the priority totem pole, and I'll get a call from a constituent who says, wait a minute, they've changed this, and no one on the board really realized it. That I expect. I mean, that's kind of I understand that because there's a lot of detail in the health plans. But the mental health, opting out of the Mental Health Parity Act that apparently the county did in 2009 and 2010, I just don't remember that ever coming to the board as a policy issue. And I know that in I double-checked with Supervisor Schmidt, he doesn't remember it either. It may have, so I would hope that if Milwaukee County tries to opt out of there was an act passed later that requires the county to participate in the federal act, which we are currently. And in Mr. Arena's memo, he said there's a opt out provision for governments if the costs exceed, I think it's 2% or so. And in Mr. Arena's memo, he's saying if that happens, he doesn't expect it to, but if it happens at the county, then they would move forward to opting out. I would hope that if in the health benefits area, to me this is a key type of policy and philosophical decision, and if we're going to opt out of or attempt to opt out of mental health parity coverage, I think that needs to be a decision that's approved by the county board. So that's my first request, that it would come to the board. And then second of all, I just want to let you know that I would not support that. I don't think that's appropriate. I think philosophically, the Milwaukee County being having parity with coverage for mental health is really a key philosophical statement. And whether it's 0.5% cost or a 2.5% cost, I don't mind us tracking it. I think that's appropriate. But I also think that it is really time to just have it as basic coverage provided by the county. So that's really all I wanted to say, except that I do appreciate that this was written up and that we have this information. But it was news to me that we had opted out in 2009 and 10, and it may have just been my memory being faulty, but I just don't remember coming through.
Hanchick, do you want to respond?
Yeah, I'm Jerry Schrader, the Interim Benefits Director.
Mr. Schrader.
And we certainly would bring anything forward, any decision we make and any findings we have to this body. So,
I'm Matt Hanchick. I'm the County Benefits Manager. In response to that, the initial opt-out in 2008 was intended to maintain the status quo of the plan design approved and adopted by the board. To speak for Mr. Arena, I believe the thought process was that this was just a mechanical transaction to keep what the board had already approved intact. The later legislation by the state of Wisconsin required us to follow the federal parity law. And again, we're viewing this as a compliance issue, more of a mechanics than a policy decision. We have to comply. Once we get to the point where we're reviewing this, if we see that it isn't what's termed an excessive cost increase under the federal law, at that point, in my opinion, it's most definitely a policy decision, whether or not we feel that's a worthwhile spend or whether or not we want to try to pursue opting out of it again, if it's even a possibility. And certainly at that point, our intention would be to bring it back to the committee and to the board.
Supervisor. And just to respond, I respect why the department, how you were originally viewing it, and I'm not really, I mean, there's different viewpoints on the same thing, so I'm not trying to imply that I think the department did anything inappropriate. I just think that every now and then some of these issues are broader issues than just than that piece, and I think this is one of them. So thank you. And I appreciate your commitment in moving forward if this becomes a fiscal concern that meets those standards in coming to the board and asking us whether we want to continue or what we want to do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments on this? I would have one comment, and that is I think there may even have been some more recent legislation on this that may not have yet taken effect. And I don't know if you have any information on that.
The most recent that I'm aware of is the Wisconsin Act that's referenced in this memo. That is actually a phased-in issue. We're required to plug in compliance to the federal law right off the bat with the non-reps. However, it's quite the opposite for the represented employees. It indicates that it has to go into effect with successor agreements. Because parity is not an across-the-board improvement, there's scenarios where it could work against employees. It does have to be bargained into the successor agreement before it takes effect, and that might be what you're referring to. I'm not aware of separate legislation yet, but I can certainly research it.
Well, under the, and I hesitate to call it Obamacare, the familiar term, but my understanding is that there will be requirements of insurance or else some tax penalties for those that fail to opt into it, and some of those, that new insurance coverage will include mental health parity laws, which actually will help us on the mental health side. We may well have more inpatients in our behavioral health hospital that will have insurance coverage. So, I mean, there's two ways to look at that. And I think a lot of these new laws are not yet implemented. And I know they're still writing the regulations and so on as we continue to argue about whether this is going to be repealed or not. We have our own attorney general that has joined the challenge to the constitutionality of that law, so there's a lot to play out yet. So I appreciate it, Mr. Hanchick, if you try to keep informed as to this issue. I think it's got some ramification on both the insurance side and also on the service side as we provide services to those in need of mental health care. So if there are no other comments, thank you for this. Is an informational report. Does anyone want to? It might be important enough to center the board.
I'll make a motion to receive and place on file.
Thank you. On that motion, please call the roll.
Borkowski.
Aye.
DeBruin.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes, the motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Thank you, Mr. Schrader.